Well, tell you what, let me set up what we're going to do next segment. I here just recently got invited, and I was thrilled to be invited, to be a member of the board of directors of Revere's Writers. And you've heard me talk about Revere's Writers a bunch here on the show, even before I became part of the organization, because I like taking their classes. They offer classes, and every class they offer includes a little bit of education, and it's a little bit of education on a subject that I talk about a lot here on the Gun Guy Show, which is the events, including those of April 19, 1775, that led to the birth of this country. And it's fun stuff. And to build that little bit of history lesson and some facts that not everybody understands about the shot heard around the world and the events in Concord and Lexington. But to build that in with a little bit of education, it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun discussion, and they do a great job delivering it. But build that in with actual firearms training done by some highly qualified instructors, that's a fun day or a fun couple of days. And they have an important event, the Marty Brown Open, that is coming up. And I want to talk about that and invite you folks to participate. So we'll have the Revere's Writers folks live in the studio when we come back. Right now, we're taking a break. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.
Now you've got a gun guy. Guy Relford on 93 WIBC.
And welcome back. I'm Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. We're going to talk about an event coming up being put on by Revere's Writers. Again, a group I'm part of. I just got invited to be on their board, and I was thrilled to accept that invitation. But here in the studio with me, I've got Jake Woodcock. I've known you for a while, buddy, but we've put some rounds down range together. But I've also got Bruce Williams and Phil Brown, and we're talking about the Marty Brown Open, an event that is coming up, and I know is near and dear to your heart. And I think, Phil, we're talking about Marty Brown Open, and you're Phil Brown. Tell me a little bit about the Marty Brown Open and why you guys are putting this event on.
The Marty Brown Open was designed after a couple of years of doing invitational events, which means a bunch of instructors all got together and got down to Camp Atterbury and held a weekend-long event to honor Marty's memory. And a couple of years ago, we decided that instead of just going down to Camp Atterbury and having a grand old time and shooting a bunch of rounds, we'd get active into the fight for ovarian cancer. So we organized and put together events in her memory that were monetizing our events and donating most of the money to a local organization called Overcoming Together.
Who was Marty?
Marty was my deceased wife. We were married for 25 years, and she was a rifle instructor at Revere's Riders with me. We went and did a lot of events together, spent a lot of weekends together. She was a fierce defender of the Second Amendment. She was a fierce defender of individual liberties and individual responsibilities.
Awesome. And so this is now is a fundraiser. As opposed to, as you said, instead of just getting together for a good time, putting rounds down range, you guys are raising money for a great cause. How can people get involved?
Okay, so the best way is to go to our website, reveresriders.org. You want to click on the events link and then look for the Marty Brown Open. Come out, it's going to be June 27th. We're going to have it in Liberty, Indiana. For those of you that are familiar with AA Optics, Alan and May Alcorn, they are hosting the event at their farm. We're going to have an actual catered lunch with chicken, all the sides. And because we're doing this as a fundraiser, we went to the industry and begged for donations, and we have a lot of stuff that we're going to give away for random drawings. We're going to have a lot of things we're going to give away for skills contests and a silent auction, and it's all nothing more than to raise money.
Okay, and what kind of shooting is going to be done at this thing?
This event, Guy, is a one-day rifle event. So it's kind of modeled after our basic rifle 125 course. But as Brown said, it's a fundraiser, so there's going to be different skills challenges, a little bit different things thrown into the mix to raise money. This is the second annual open. Last year, between the open and the invitational, we raised over $12,000 for Overcoming Together.
That's a bunch.
And so the goal this year is $20,000.
So what do folks need if they want to sign up and show up on the 27th? What would you tell folks to bring with them?
I'd tell them to bring a rifle of at least 22 caliber, 250, 300 rounds of ammunition, a ground pad if they want it, and maybe something to drink or a chair to sit in.
Okay, but lunch is going to be
cash in their hand for their silent auction items.
Do you have any list now? Do you have any examples of the kind of thing that are going to be auctioned off?
Sure. Well, on our website, again, reviewswriters.org, they're going to have a list on there of everything that we're giving away on random. For example, we're going to be giving away a brand new AK-47 donated by Pioneer Arms. That's literally awesome. Going to be random draw. You can walk away with a brand new rifle. Kestrel donated a 2700 wind meter. AA Optics donated a bunch of gift cards. We've got tech sites we're going to give away. For the skills contest, this is just literally nothing more complicated than closest to center of the target. The winner walks away with a $750 colorized build kit from Timber Creek.
No kidding.
$750 kit. Second place walks away with a $500 Palmetto Armory gift card.
That's fantastic. You can get a lot done for either $750 or even $500. You can get a lot done on a rifle.
You bet.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, and what else, if anything, would you guys want to make sure people know about this event?
Well, we'll be talking about Marty Brown and her life and what she meant to our organization, and then also talking about ovarian cancer. We're going to have a representative from Overcoming Together at the event, and she will talk about the signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer. It's a very vague symptoms that a lot of women dismiss as not being significant, and a lot of times that leads to women being diagnosed when the ovarian cancer is very advanced and their chances of survival are unfortunately not very high. So part of this is also education of husbands of women, and also we invite women to come out to the event and get some marksmanship training with rifles, and also learn about ovarian cancer as well.
Okay, well, since there's a competitive part of this, do you need to be an experienced, high-level competitive shooter to come out and participate in this?
Not at all. The skills challenges, you buy into them, so it's a completely separate way to fundraise. So some people choose to participate, some do not, so you don't have to be experienced, but it is a lot of fun. And last year, I believe at the Open, one of the skills challenges was won by a guy who, that was his first time shooting a rifle.
Is that right? That's awesome.
That is absolutely correct.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, look, I hope people come out to this. Obviously, it's a great event for a great cause, but also with a great group of people. Well, I know one other question I want to ask. Are they going to get the April 19th lecture? Are they going to get the typical Revere's Writers history lesson on the events of April 19th, 1775?
Actually, we're going to do a little bit better than that.
Well, what's that?
Well, we're going to tell a little bit of history, not as much as we normally tell, because we're trying to raise money as the main purpose of this event. But the special thing is Alan's daughter, my gosh, I just forgot her name, Jake.
Savannah.
Help me. Savannah. Sorry about that, Alan. Her 9-year-old daughter, Savannah, is going to give her representation of the daughter of Isaac Davis on the morning that Isaac Davis walks out the door.
No.
Yes.
Well, now, for people who don't know, who's that Isaac Davis?
Isaac Davis was a local militiaman who helped outfit the local militia members with rifles, powder boxes, ball, and he helped train a lot of them. And when Isaac Davis walked out the door that day, he had a really hard decision to make because he had a whole lot of family members down with, at the time, scarlet fever. And it had a very high mortality rate. And that man had one heck of a decision to make.
Whether he was going to join the fight.
You got it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're glad we had the Revere's Writers guys in. One more time, though. How do folks sign up? What's the website? What do they click on? Where do you sign up?
Revere'sWriters.org. Go to event listing. Scroll down to the Marty Brown Open.
All right, great deal. Well, listen, I'm going to try very hard to be there on the 27th. In the morning, I'm teaching gun law class. I'm sitting here pitching my gun law class, so that may make it tough. But I may still have a chance to run over there for just a bit. And I'd love to come see Alan from AA Optics, too, because I'm a customer of his. I've had him send me some. He does a lot in Vortex, and I have become a big fan of Vortex Optics. But the most important thing is we'd love to have you involved in this Revere's Writers event. It's the Marty Brown Open. You go to reviewswriters.org, click on Indiana Events, and boom, pops right up. It's the first thing listed. I even did it right here during the segment. But right now, we're taking a break. We'll come back and get back into the law of self-defense, including, very interesting topic, a lot of us watching the video of a Minneapolis police officer committing a murder right there before our eyes on video. Question comes up, do you have a right to self-defense or defense of a third person as against a police officer? Is that a legal right that exists, including here in Indiana? Interesting subject. Well, that's what we'll get into when we come back. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.
Your rights, your responsibilities, your guns. This is The Gun Guy with Guy Relford on 93 WIBC.